Larry Darden spoke to you when he spoke last. I understand he gave a very interesting presentation about Africa. Is that correct? You know, he talked about Zambia and the work that we're doing there. I just wanted to mention one more thing, because he spoke about the people in Zambia. And Zambia is a big country. It's the size of Texas, and there are seven different church groups or seven different churches around the area, and it's a huge area to administer. And according to the United Nations, a few years ago, it was the fourth poorest country in the world. It's hard to get around. Everything is expensive. Things don't work. It's just a very, very complex area to work in. But on top of that, we have been working with a group of people. In fact, one of the areas in Mufumbwe, way in the northwest, is nestled between Angola, the DRC, the Democratic Republic of the Congo, and Zambia. Three languages. Angola has Portuguese, the Congo has French, and Zambia has English and many other local dialects. But there's a group of people there that have waited 25 years to be baptized. These are people that first heard the truth in 1983, and they wrote in and received literature, and nobody really came out to visit them because they were so far away. However, one of them did travel to the capital city, 500 miles away, and was baptized 2 years later. But he went back to his area, and with three brothers and a few other people, they met every Sabbath, Sabbath in, Sabbath out. And their meeting consisted of reading literature and just spending time together. In 1993, all literature stopped. Nothing came from the church anymore at that time. And from 1993 to 2004, they really had no contact with the church, but they still met every Sabbath. Every Sabbath they met, and they simply just read the booklets again, read the magazines, and any literature that they had, they would read to one another and stayed faithful. They observed the holy days, they had the holy day calendar, and they were faithful to God. In 2004, they decided to write in to a name that they had seen in Lusaka, of one of the pastors, and thought that he might be able to give them more information about the church because they were receiving nothing. And they received a magazine called The Scroll. They weren't sure the name had changed from Plain Truth to The Scroll, or at least it was a local magazine. And they said, this isn't our things that we've been reading. This is so different. And they just simply rejected that information. And so again, from 2004 to 2009, they continued to meet every Sabbath with the material that they had. Finally, one of them, Joseph Kapatula, that's the one that Larry Darden has been working with and has been helping rebuild an orphanage or helping with an orphanage in the Northwest. Joseph said, I'm going to go directly down to Lusaka and find out for myself more about the church. It's got to be there somewhere. And so, with $25, that's all he had, he started this 500-mile trip. He got somebody for $8 to take him all the way down to Lusaka, and all he had was a cell phone number of a pastor. He sat in a bus station and called all day long, trying to reach that pastor, hoping that the pastor might come out there to meet him at the bus station. No answer. But he was sitting next to someone who they struck up a conversation, and this person next to him noticed that he was reading a booklet about salvation that looked very, very familiar to him. And so the two of them started talking about their lives. Joseph told this man about the fact that they were studying, that he came down to see the pastor. He wanted to find out more about the church. The person who he sat next to was one of the deacons of the United Church of God, Joseph Letaba, or Jonathan Letaba, I should say. And so Jonathan then just told him where church was. It was still three more days until church. But Jonathan told him where church met in Lusaka. He says, why don't you go there? Because Jonathan actually wasn't from there. He was from about 200 miles away from there to the northeast. Well, Joseph went to the place where services were held. But where services was held was an army barracks. And our deacon there, who was a retired major in the army, and he's one of the elders there now, arranged for services to be there, but you have to be a local, you have to be cleared in order to enter the barracks premises. Well, Joseph just walks into the premises and got arrested as he walked in. He said, well, I'm here for United Church of God services. He says, we know nothing about this. And they finally, after talking to him, they let him go, but he did not go to services after all these years. But Jonathan Letaba had told our elder about the fact that this man was looking for him, and the elder called Jonathan. This was Saturday night. On Sunday they met, and they spent all day talking, answering questions, and just going through just all the things of the churches, the history of the church, what's gone on, and so forth. And Jonathan, or Joseph, was so excited. They gave him money to go back 500 miles to the northwest, and he said he went back triumphant. He went back to Mufumbwe, and when he got to Mufumbwe, he told everybody, I have found the church. And he said the reaction was like Zambia winning the World's Cup. He said, everybody cheered, we have found the church, we have found the church. And it's just wonderful to see this. I tear up every time I tell this story, just about his dedication. Well then, still wasn't baptized. He then came to the Feast of Tabernacles in 2010. And that's where Bev and I first met him. We were in Zambia for the feast that year and met him. And Bev just got a little bit of the story. That's the first time that we even heard any of this story. And a number of people were baptized. I really wasn't in the loop of the local church management, but I was baptized two other women because I was the honorary baptizer, so to speak. They were already counseled by the local pastors. But they were not. I'm not sure why or anything, but something got mixed up, and they were not baptized. So they went all the way back. They were told to study more. Well, they went back, and then finally the division took place, the separation, in January, just a few months later. And they were contacted now by the pastor, Wilson Nkoma, who was in the United Church of God. And they came down to Lusaka, and Bev and I were there, and at the hotel, we baptized, probably 8-9 people or so, and among them, two of these people, Joseph Kapatula and one of the brothers, Simeon. So that was really, really wonderful. Bev walked up to him and said, how long did you wait to be baptized? He said, 25 years. And he was so matter-of-fact about it. And I thought to myself, you know, we want things instantly. We want things right away. You know, we want through the internet, we want through Google. Okay, Google, and we want answers, right now. Here are people that waited 25 years. They had all kinds of things change from underneath them, doctrines, churches, personnel, and everything, and yet they stuck to the Word of God, to what was true and what God had placed in their heart. It was just truly an amazing story. And that's where Larry Darden went. But to get the whole story, to get it fully accurate, or not fully accurate, but fully complete, I should say, go to my website, cubic.org. And it's on the left-hand column. It shows these three gentlemen from Mufumbwe, Zambia. It's an amazing story of faithfulness.